AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. It's a big day for the budding marijuana industry as Oregon pot shops begin sales to recreational users. Some of the more than 250 dispensaries in Oregon that already offer medical marijuana opened their doors just after midnight to begin selling the drug just moments after it became legal to do so. AP correspondent Jonathan Cooper reports on the excitement in Portland.
There's one store that is going to have a concert with live music out on the street in front of their store. There's one store that's giving away goodie bags with T-shirts and other information in the bag.
Store owners hope they can avoid the shortages and price spikes that followed the start of legal sales last year in Washington and Colorado. Steady rain is drenching much of the East Coast, flooding roads, closing schools, forcing some people from their homes, and forecasters say the worst is yet to come. Virginia Beach Public Works spokesman Drew Lanker tells WVEC,
"We've got two things going here. We've got two storms approaching from two different directions.
The storms may soon be joined by Hurricane Joaquin and a powerful weather system that may linger for days and dump as much as 10 inches in some places through early next week. As for Joaquin, it's now a Category 3 hurricane on a path for the central Bahamas. A stopgap budget approved by Congress, signed by the president before midnight. It means the government stays open with the October 1st start of the fiscal year. The president told an audience of state lawmakers yesterday that GOP budget brinksmanship is getting old.
Instead of manufacturing new crises, Congress should be investing in the things that help our economy grow.
Major powers are increasing calls for multilateral negotiations to end the war in Syria. As for Russian airstrikes there, Secretary of State Kerry tells the UN,
"We would have grave concerns should Russia strike areas where ISIL and Al-Qaeda affiliated targets are not operating.
This is AP Radio News. Caitlyn Jenner won't face charges in a California car wreck that killed another driver.
Prosecutors in Los Angeles have declined to press charges in the case, saying there is insufficient evidence to support one. Back on February 7th, Jenner was towing an off-road vehicle behind her Cadillac Escalade when she crashed into two cars, pushing one into oncoming traffic. Driver Kim Howe died. The accident occurred before Jenner announced that she is transgender and made her transition into her new identity as Caitlyn Jenner. An attorney for the former Olympic athlete says Jenner is heartened that she will not be facing charges. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Authorities who've released little information on the week since suburban Chicago Police Lieutenant Joe Glinowitz was found shot to death have scheduled a news conference for later this morning. The accused Phoenix freeway shooter faces arraignment today on charges that prosecutors say could lead to 100 years in prison if Leslie Ann Merritt Jr. is convicted. I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.